This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another active week.
All 34 senators get to have an opportunity to have a say then.
What you owe on April 15th is going to be what you owe based on your taxes.
Missouri's next budget remains the focal point as the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee takes a second week to review the Missouri House of Representatives version of the fiscal year 2020 operating budget. Senator Dan Hageman of Cosby is panel chair.
We're looking here also to address the needs of the Senate members and move forth into.
But Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur cites a recent state audit that says the Missouri Department of Revenue is allegedly withholding more money than normal.
The government is collecting more money than it's supposed to be, and the government's holding on to that.
The full Missouri Senate is expected to discuss the budget next week. Missouri's fiscal year 2020 operating budget is to be delivered to the executive branch no later than 6 p.m. on Friday, May 10th.
Senate Bill 414.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate Bill 414.
After sending a transportation funding proposal to the Missouri House of Representatives on Monday afternoon, Missouri senators gave first round approval to Senate Bill 414. Sponsor, Senator Paul Whelan of Imperial, says this measure seeks to create the Missouri Health Insurance Innovation Task Force.
Implement innovative ways to provide quality access to health care that is at least as comprehensive and affordable as would be provided without the waiver.
During floor discussion, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City mentioned he had been hoping to add to the proposal.
This is indicative of the Senate. This bill probably would be a decent vehicle to put that amendment on, but that amendment may not be ripe yet. We're still trying to gather information and figure it out.
With an emergency clause, if Senate Bill 414 were to become law, it would take effect immediately upon the governor signing it.
Senate Bill 288. What this does is simply removes the words, quote,
the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee hears Senator Whelan present Senate Bill 288, legislation that would modify provisions relating to jury instructions for first-degree murder.
Senate Bill 288 simply removes the court's option of the death penalty in cases where the jury cannot agree on a punishment.
Senate Bill 462.
The panel also hears Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City present Senate Bill 462, which would provide a procedure by which a defendant may be found to be not eligible for the death penalty due to serious mental illness.
My bill would exempt individuals from the death penalty who commit this crime while suffering from a serious mental illness.
Committee action has not yet been taken on either of these measures. Following the Easter holiday, the Missouri Senate will return to work on Tuesday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.